There may be no other historical figure about whom more operas have been written than Francesca da Rimini. The 13th century Italian aristocrat has been the subject of more than a dozen eponymous works for the opera stage, and, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, most of them got her story wrong.
Francesca was forced into a politically convenient marriage with Giovanni Malatesta, the disabled son of her father's former enemy, to maintain peace between the two families. She fell in love with her husband's brother Paolo and carried on a decade-long affair with him until her husband found out and killed them both. All of this was documented in Dante's Inferno, but plotlines of many of the many operas that followed took the view that Francesca had agreed to marry Giovanni because she was fooled into believing that she was actually marrying Paolo. In the Metropolitan Opera's revival of Riccardo Zandone's Francesca da Rimini, which airs live on WRTI and in cinemas worldwide this weekend, tenor Robert Brubaker sings Malatestino, a third brother also in love with Francesca, who helps plot her demise.
Malatestino is just, well, Mala di testa. He's just a little headache, you know.
Brubaker, a Lancaster County, Pennsylvania native, has performed in every major opera house in the world. Yet he says the Met is his favourite, not only because it's the biggest and the best, but also because it's a great acoustic space.
I think the Met is the most relaxing because it was just really well built. Plus, the backstage support is phenomenal.
They make it easy.
They do. They really do.
The Metropolitan Opera's production of Riccardo Zandone's Francesca da Rimini can be heard on WRTI and seen in HD in many local area cinemas this Saturday. Ava Maria Westbrook makes her role debut as Francesca, Marcello Giordani is Paolo, and Robert Brubaker sings Malatestino.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.